A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Salmon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditations and prayers, we're considering the Word of God from the book of Psalms, chapter 86 and verse number 17. The scripture says, "Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed, because thou, O Lord, hast holpen me and comforted me." The Bible, that same verse of scriptures in the New Living Translation says, "Send me a sign of your favor. Then those who hate me will be put to shame. For you, O Lord, help and comfort me. Give me a sign of your favor. Give me a token of your goodness. Show me evidence of your favor, evidence of your mercy." A token is an evidence, a proof, a sign of something. So the psalmist here prayed and said, "God, give me a token, a proof, an evidence, a sign of your good, of your goodness." The word good here also means favor or mercy or blessings. The prayer of the psalmist is very important, and it is a prayer that you should pray also all of the time, that God will show you an evidence of his favor. It is important for God to show you, important for you to see the works of God, the manifestations of God in your life at intervals, at every junction of life. It is important for you, child of God, to see the works of God in your life, to see what you can point to and say, "Thank you, God, for this work in my life, for this that you have done, for this sign of your favor, for this token of your goodness, for this proof of your goodness to me, for this evidence of your mercy in my life and in my destiny." This token is a sign of God's approval. The contemporary English version says, "Show that you approve of me." And so there are things that God would need to do to show that he approves of you, to show his favor over you, to indicate as evidence of his mercy upon your life and upon your destiny. Why is it important for this to happen? It is important for this to happen because there are certain people who hate you, your haters. There are those who are not expecting you to succeed or excel. There are those who are not expecting you to make it, whether you like it or not. There are people who are smiling with you who never desires that you be better than them. Of course, only a few people will be happy with you or clap for you because you are better than them. It is the selfish nature of man to want to have it all and be better than every other person. Only a man, I repeat, that God has dealt with, that has experienced or gone through the brokenness of God, will not mind for his neighbor, for his friend, to be better than him without feeling bad or jealous, without being envious of that other friend. Dear listener, it is important for you, for God to manifest himself, to show the token for his good, so that these haters of your life and destiny may see the work of God in your life and be ashamed. There are those who are not expecting you to succeed, but let me make it clear to you, as I declare by the Spirit of God, that those who are not expecting you to succeed will fail totally. Those who are not expecting you to make it will not make it. They will see you make it, they will be ashamed. That is the prayer of the psalmist there. Let them see it and be ashamed. They will see your result. They will see the goodness of God in your life. They will see the hand of God in your life. They will see the favor of God upon your life, and they will be ashamed, because what they are not expecting to see, that is exactly what they are seeing. They are not expecting you to break through, and you will break through. They are not expecting your daughter to marry well. She will marry and marry well. They are not expecting your son to succeed. Your son will succeed, and he will succeed gloriously and excellently. Your haters, therefore, will see the result, your result, the result of your daughter, of your son, and they will be ashamed. What will make this happen? It will happen because you have enjoyed the help of God. God will help you. Every one of us needs the help of God to be able to become the person that God has destined us to become. You will become the man that God has destined you to become in the name of Jesus. God will help you. You will be helped of God in the precious name of Jesus. He will send you help and he will comfort you on every side. The psalmist said, thou hast increased my greatness and you have comforted me on every side. The Lord will increase you. He will increase your greatness and he will comfort you on every side. Do not forget what the book of Job said in chapter number 8 and in verse number 22. The Bible in basic English says, your haters will be clothed with shame and the tent of the sinner will not be seen again. Those who hate you shall be clothed with shame, and the dwelling place of the wicked shall be brought to naught. It shall come to naught. With your enemies thoroughly discredited, their house of cards collapsed. Your enemies will be thoroughly discredited. They will be put to shame. They will be clothed with shame. There are those who are not expecting you to succeed, but against their expectation and their wishes, you will succeed and excel. Let me also make it clear, according to the word of God, that the negative expectations of people concerning you will not stand. It will fail woefully. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 12 and verse 11, Peter said, now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent his angels and has delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. The Jews were not expecting anything good from the life of Peter. They expected death as a matter of fact. James had been killed, and they expected Peter to be killed in the same fashion, in the same manner. That was their expectation. The haters of Peter wanted him dead. They were not expecting him to be alive, but God discredited them. God frustrated their plans and expectations and brought Peter out alive. And so Peter said, now I know of a surety that God has sent his angels and he has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from the expectation of the people of the Jews. That is the exact thing that God will make happen in your life. He will send his angel for you to, he will send his angels to you. You will be rescued from the negative expectations of the people. You will not fail as they anticipated. You will not fall as they predicted. Everyone who wants you to fail will fail in your stead. Whoever wants you dead will die in your place. Whoever imagines evil against you or expects evil concerning you or your house, evil shall be his or her portion. That is the counsel of God. Your haters will be clothed with shame. How and when will they be clothed with shame? When they see the goodness of God upon your life and upon your destiny. They will see the goodness of the Lord on you and they will be covered with shame. With shame will they be covered. They will be covered with shame, and their habitation of the sinners, the habitations of the wicked, shall be no more in the precious name of Jesus. The Lord himself will be your help. God will help you. He will also send helpers to you. He will send angels to you to deliver you from every expectation of the wicked. He will send angels of help and open doors to you in the name of Jesus Christ. And the Lord will be your comfort. He will comfort you and he will increase your greatness. Comfort here talks about satisfaction. You will be satisfied round about, and your things will happen with ease and without any stress. This is what God will make happen in your life. He will show you a token for good so that those who hate you may see it and be ashamed, because the Lord himself has helped you and he has comforted you. You are entering into the dimension of God's help that will bring great results, that will confound and put the enemies of your destiny to shame. They will be clothed with shame and their habitations will be no more in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray this morning and say, Father, show me the evidence of your mercy. Show me a token for good in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will show me a token for good. You will show me the evidence of your mercy, the evidence of your favor. Show in my life in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. Father, give me the result that will bring my enemies to shame. The result that will put my enemies to shame, that will cover my enemies with shame. Give me such result in the name of Jesus. My Father, I pray that you will give me the result that will clothe my enemies with shame, the result that will cause them to be covered with shame. Give me this result that will make my haters to bury their head in shame in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, be my help and comfort me on every side. Be my help and comfort. Increase my greatness. Comfort me on every side. This is my prayer, O God. You will be my help and comfort. In the name of Jesus, you will increase my greatness. You will comfort me on every side. Thank you, eternal God, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray that the Lord will show you a token for good. He will give you evidence of his mercies, proof of his favor. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will give you great results that will cause your enemies and haters to be put to shame. Those who hate you shall be clothed with shame, and their habitations shall be no more. In the name of Jesus, and I pray, the Lord himself will help you, and he will send helpers to you. I pray, in the name that is above all names, that God himself will be your comfort. He will increase your greatness, and he will comfort you on every side. Your enemies will not prevail against you. The expectations of the wicked concerning you shall not stand. The habitations of the wicked concerning your life and destiny, concerning your family, shall be no more. In the precious name of Jesus, the Lord will fight for you. You will hold your peace. It is well with you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Join us this morning for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral, 8 a.m. Don't miss it. The Lord will bless you as you attend. You may wish to join the meeting on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. You may wish to get in touch with me through this number, 080-2323-2474. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very happy Sunday, and the Lord bless you.